Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, hey, bud.
May.
All right.
May.
Let's get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or, for God's sakes, visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Boop it.
So this is very upsetting to me. Not everything at the Dollar Tree is going to be a dollar anymore. That's right. For the first time ever, the store is changing and charging more than a buck on some items.
Good.
Apparently, the CEO was like, nah, it can't be the same way, this little shtick. You know what? You better change your name tent to the Dollar Plus Tree, because the reason I love the Dollar Tree is I know every time when I go in there, it's ridiculous. Who wants to go to it? It's the Dollar Tree for a reason, okay? You know what you're getting every single time you go in there.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. I want more of a selection than confetti tape and birthday cards, dude.
I'm upset.
That's the problem with
this bothers me, Hunter. What are you doing later today? Because we are going to go, all right? We are going to go to the Dollar Tree, and I'm going to show you the Dollar Tree way. And you're going to be like, oh, okay, now this makes sense.
This is usually what happens when I go to the Dollar Tree, all right? I'm like, all right, I'm going to go through the store. There's going to be some good deals, right? I'm going to scan through the aisles. There's going to be something here that I'm going to go home with. I end up just walking through the end of the aisles, looking down the aisle like, nope, that's not for me.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong, man. You just need to literally go through every aisle and look at every possible shelf. You're going to find amazing stuff for a dollar. And see, that's what I love, is that I know it's a dollar. Now if I'm going to go in there and all of a sudden I get 10 items, but it's like 15 bucks. I'm like, wait, hold on a sec. Which of these items was more than a buck? You sons of bitches. Mm-hmm. It bothers me. It bothers me a lot. I think there's going to be an upheaval.
See, here's what they're doing. They're looking over at the Dollar General like, dude, these guys are banking. What are they doing different than we are?
Those snooty sons of bitches over at the Dollar General thinking they're better than everyone else, all right? When you go to the Dollar Tree, you're there for a reason.
Man.
Yeah, stupid. No. Dollar Tree, this is not smart. You're going to lose customers, and I'm not happy about this,
hey,
all right?
Real quick question. This has to do with the Dollar General. Did they buy up every family video in existence and turn it into a Dollar Tree? Dude, I was traveling yesterday, right? Boom. Family. No, that's not a family video. That's a Dollar Tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they bought them all out, dude, and turned them into, Dollar Generals.
Good. We have one down the road, right?
In St. Joe.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm not happy about this. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter. You know what? I'm going to use a envelope and cardstock that I get from the Dollar Tree to send to the CEO of Dollar Tree and say, hey.
When they expand their supply and you walked in the store the first time, you're going to be like, dude, okay, I take it back. This is nice.
No, because it's a mindset, Hunter. And you know what? You don't have the Dollar Tree mindset, all right? You don't understand.
No, you're getting pissed because you only have a dollar. That's why.
You know what? And that's all you should need. That's all you should need in the Dollar Tree, all right? Not a dollar in change, not $2, a dollar.
Well, I'll meet you back in the car because I'm going over to the General.
You would. You know what? I can't. You overpay at the Dollar General, all right? Ridiculous. Apparently, we're paying you too much for you to be going to the Dollar General. I'm gonna talk to the bosses about that.
Making it rain at the Dollar General.
Lastly, let's talk about a BS study right here. Apparently, a commute to work is good for your brain. Neuroscientists at the University College in London have found that the daily commute has mental health benefits. Even just a few minutes in the car or a quick walk to the office helps switch your brain over to work mode and improves brain function. Interacting with other people helps, too. But
a daily commute that's not in Chicago or any big city.
Here's the thing. It says also longer stressful commutes don't. What bosses got together and said, hey, we got to do something. We got to get everyone back in the office, man. Mm. Let's tell them that the commute to work is good. The commute to work is never good. No. It's never good.
No, especially because that's when everybody's going to work at that time, too. Yeah. There's always a jam. You always get stuck at lights. Could you imagine being in the big city, Brock?
Dude,
every day?
No. Like, if that becomes part of your daily routine where you just have to sit stuck in traffic, all right, you're breathing in all these fumes from the cars as it's stop and go. You got jerks cutting you off. And what are you doing? You're driving to a place where you have to hang out for 9 hours and work. Like, what is good about that commute? Nothing.
It's time out of your life, man. You know?
You got some yahoos on the radio just yelling at you for no apparent reason. I mean, come on, man.
You need to get to work. Yeah, that sucks. I don't believe in that study.
I think there is some things behind this. I think there's some people that paid some money to have this study come out to try and get people to go, oh, you know what? Yeah, I miss that commute to work. That's a good idea.
You're still commuting every day to work. How do you feel about it?
I commute 1 minute. It's a mile. And I did that for a reason. And also, I leave at like 5 o'clock in the morning. There's no traffic. Yeah, all right. None. It's great.
It's very true.
And then even better, you got to do the same thing on the way home. Awesome. Fantastic. This is a trash study. Just like Dollar Tree going to more than a dollar is trash. This is a trash report.
Zero commute for me. I still got a robe on, dude. Yes.
You haven't changed in a year and a half. It's insane.
I haven't. This is great.
All right. So what do we got? We got the Dollar Tree up in their price, which is BS, and I'm writing a letter to the CEO, and commute to work suck. That is your morning dump bar. We'll be back. Brock and Hunter.